You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 12, Episode 10 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In this season, we're focusing on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, and what Peter said about the need to add to our faith. We began by looking at how faith has to be the foundation. And then from there, we discussed the various characteristics that Peter said we are to add to our faith. In today's episode, we're going to start getting into the conclusion of this section of verses. And we're going to talk about what it means if we lack these qualities. Let's get started. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Over the past several weeks, we've looked at those qualities that we just read about, that we are to add to our faith: moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. In today's episode, and also the next two episodes, we're going to wrap up this series by looking at what Peter said in conclusion to this. And we're focusing on verses 8 and 9 in this episode today. And there's a couple points that he brings out here. And we're going to talk about these, and this episode and the next two are probably going to be a little bit shorter than the ones where we've talked about these characteristics. But what we're going to see here as we look at verses 8 and 9 is basically two points. The first point is that we need to grow in these things. He said there in verse 8, if these qualities are yours and are increasing. We have to possess these qualities. We have to add to our faith. But we have to grow in these things. And so a couple things that we see here that we are to possess these qualities. We are to add these qualities if these qualities are yours. So this is not something that is presented as, well, these are some good things to have, that this is something that is expected, because having these qualities and increasing in these qualities leads us to be not useless and unfruitful, but rather useful and fruitful. That this is something that God expects of his people. Remember in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, where Paul described the fruit of the Spirit, that these are the characteristics that we are to have as we are led by the Spirit, of love, joy, and peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, and those things that he mentions there, that we are to have those qualities. Well, that is the natural extension of what it means to be led by the Spirit, to follow the Word of God that the Spirit has revealed. And so we have to have these qualities. If these qualities are yours, they have to be ours. And then he says, and are increasing, that we are to continue to grow in these things. A couple passages from what Peter wrote. The first one is in 1 Peter, in chapter 2 and verse 2. He talked about the early development of a Christian in a Christian's life. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, he says, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. New Christians, when we are new in the faith, we are expected to grow. We are expected to develop. And then he says in 2 Peter, in the letter that we've been looking at, but at the end of it, in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. We are to grow as Christians. And so he says, if you have these qualities, that they are yours and are increasing, you are neither useless nor unfruitful. God wants us to be useful and fruitful. He wants us to follow Him, to be active and busy and doing His will and bearing fruit in that. Or as Paul told the Colossians in Colossians 1 and verse 10, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's what we're expected to do. How do we bear fruit in every good work? We add to our faith. These qualities are ours, and they are increasing. We have to grow in these things. The second point that Peter makes here that we're going to talk about here today is what he says about lacking these qualities in verse 9. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. It is possible for Christians to lack these qualities. Now we think that, well, that's for a Christian, we're supposed to have these qualities. We are supposed to have those qualities, but it is possible to become a Christian, to have done what God expects us to do by in obeying the gospel, to become a Christian, but then we don't add to our faith. We don't add to these qualities. We don't develop these qualities. This is why at the very beginning of this passage in verse 5, he says, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence and moral excellence knowledge and all of those things. Applying all diligence, that this requires effort. Well, what does it say about us if we lack these qualities? If we understand that it is possible for a Christian to not possess these qualities of moral excellence and knowledge and self-control and perseverance and on down the line, what does it say about us if we lack these qualities? Well, he mentions two things. That we are blind or short-sighted, that we cannot see properly. We are not focused on spiritual things. We're not focused on the things of God. That's not what we're looking at. We're looking at the things of this world. We're blind to what is truly good, and we're ignoring what is in our long-term benefit for eternal life. We're blind or short-sighted, and we're focused on those temporal things, the things of this world. Over in 1 John chapter 2, just a few pages later in your Bible, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, John said, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever." That's what we're focusing on when we're lacking in these qualities. We're focused on the things of this world. That's what we're paying attention to. We're blind to the things of God. We're short-sighted because these things that John says are temporary, these things that are passing away, that's what we're focusing on instead. That's where our attention is. We are blind and we're short-sighted because we're focusing on those things. And Peter goes on and says that you have forgotten, the one who does this has forgotten his purification from his former sins. Peter said in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, in verses 18 and 19, that we are redeemed not with perishable things like silver and gold, but we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. If we lack these qualities, we have forgotten that. We have forgotten our purification from our former sins. Because that purification, the fact that Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood so that we can be forgiven of sins. And we, when we come to him and meet his conditions and we are forgiven of those sins by him, when we do that and we are forgiven, but then we don't go on and add to these traits that we're talking about, Peter says we've forgotten our purification from our former sins. Well, some of us say, well, no, I remember that Jesus died for me. I remember that his blood provides forgiveness. What they're forgetting and what we're forgetting if we're in this position is that being redeemed and being purified of our sins is about more than just forgiveness. It means we are now forgiven in order to do the works that God wants us to do, to be engaged in good deeds. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 14, Titus 2 and verse 14, Paul told Titus that Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Purified us, forgave us of our sins, redeemed us from every lawless deed. But what is also in there? That we belong to him and we are to be zealous for good deeds. It's like Paul, when he wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 2 and verse 10, says that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are expected to do those things that are good. We are expected to do what God wants us to do. And so when we think about these qualities that we are to add to our faith, this is something we need to possess these qualities and we need to continue to grow in these qualities. But what does it say about us if we lack these qualities? It means we're focused on the wrong things. It means we're focused on temporal things, the things of this world, rather than things that are spiritual and eternal and the things that are truly valuable. It means that we've forgotten what it means to be redeemed, that we've thought about, well, we need to be forgiven, but there's more than that. We're now forgiven, we've been redeemed, we've been purified so that we can be zealous for good deeds, so that we can add to our faith, add these qualities. So we need to continue to grow in these things and let these qualities be ours and always increasing.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Last week, I mentioned the fact that a book that I had written, The Real Pharisees, is available right now at a special price. It's a series of articles that I wrote on the Plain Bible Teaching website a couple years ago that examined who the Pharisees were, how they were described in the New Testament, and what lessons we need to learn from them. Because there's a lot of times we throw around the word Pharisee, and people are charged with being Pharisees, but usually the people who make that charge don't really understand who the Pharisees were. And there are some important lessons for us to learn from the Pharisees so that we can not be like them as they were so often condemned by Jesus. Well, that material is available in paperback. And it's that paperback, the book, is available right now this month, the month of March, for a special price when you order from the Gospel Armory website. So there'll be a link to that in the show notes if you're interested in that material. Next week, we're going to continue on in this series and look at how Peter said we are to be all the more diligent. Until then, I hope you have a great week.